What's up, everyone? This is the Hillside Ventures podcast. I'm Shivam Patel, here with
Claudio Santanello
and Aditya Shah.
And today we're going to be taking a deep dive into the insurtech industry. Before we do that, though, I just want to let them introduce themselves.
Yeah, I can go ahead. What's up, everyone? My name's Claudio Santanello. I'm a junior finance major here at UConn, and this is my second semester with Hillside Ventures. I joined last August, and currently I'm the managing director of relations for the fund.
Yeah, so I'm Aditya. Thanks for having me, Shivam. I'm a sophomore finance major, also at UConn School of Business, and I currently serve as the principal for the InsurTech vertical, joined the same time as Claudio, actually.
All right, yeah, let's get right into it. Got some questions about kind of your guys' experiences within InsurTech and kind of your motivations as to why you chose it. So I guess we can kind of get started off with what made you guys interested in venture capital in the first place?
Yeah, I think I could touch on this first. I was interested in venture capital because sort of towards the tail end of my sophomore year, I was trying to get involved with some more things, especially related to my major. Being a finance major, I was trying to venture off into some other things. And I was actually talking with Mason Colian. He's another managing director with Hillside, and he gave me a lot of information about it and sort of opened my eyes up to the opportunities in venture capital and how Hillside was a really really valuable experience at the undergraduate level. So I decided to apply, went through the interviews, the case study and everything, and so far it's been a great experience, and that's why I plan on being the managing director for the next couple semesters.
Yeah, so I can go a little bit into my experience. I had a pretty different experience, actually. So never thought of myself as being interested in VC or in the space. So I obviously came in as a finance major, but talked to Carolina Tarnacki, who used to be head of InsurTech and also the managing director for diligence. She graduated last year, and she actually invited me to sit in on a guest speaker talk. And there's three guest speakers. I think it was InsurTech focused, and I was just sitting in the back of that classroom, not knowing much, but thought that, you know, what I saw was really interesting. Saw Greg Riley, who's our advisor, talk, and saw some of the other members at the time, Akira and Melvin and so on, and really decided that, you know, that's really something I was interested in and that I wanted to pursue.
I think also, especially us being finance majors, we've had a lot of experience on the technical side, you know, looking at financial statements, things like that inside the classroom. And a big appeal to me with VC was that we actually get to talk to real founders, real CEOs of exciting startup companies. You get more of that qualitative side to finance, which is a really big appeal for me, and I've really enjoyed it so far.
Yeah, very interesting story, guys. Definitely appreciate kind of touching on your background. But yeah, just for the audience, I think, Aditya, you can do a really good job as the InsurTech principal here. Can you just briefly explain what InsurTech is?
Yeah, happy to. So, you know, I look at InsurTech as sort of two different spaces, and, you know, I've done it shorter than most people in the space have, so I'm sure someone somewhere will correct me and on how I'm making a mockery of myself here, but I see InsurTech as two spaces in the sense that I see products and services that serve the insurance market and then products and services that underwrite and provide insurance themselves. The insurance industry has not been very apt with, you know, in terms of the technological developments that have been sort of in and out the industry. It's been, you know, my dad works in InsurTech. He calls it the dinosaur industry because they don't really evolve with time. And that's why in the last, you know, 5 or 10 years, you've seen all these startups coming in. You've, you know, tried to automate all these processes that have been on paper or have just been tedious for the consumer, and trying to automate using AI and so on. So those are the two sort of routes I see within InsurTech.
Yeah, and can you briefly kind of touch on why Hillside focuses on InsurTech?
Yeah, so back in 2020 when the founders were creating the three verticals for Hillside, obviously sustainability because, I mean, that's a pretty popular topic, especially with college students. EdTech because we're, you know, the customers for a lot of those companies. And then InsurTech, they chose it because of our close relationship with Hartford, Connecticut. UConn's located in Storrs, Connecticut, which is about 30 minutes away from Hartford. And then we also have a satellite campus over in Hartford. So given that, we also have some pretty good relationships with insurance companies over in that city. So we're trying to look for some promising InsurTech startups that we can possibly connect with insurers in Hartford.
Yeah, it's also, you know, if I can add on to that a little bit, I think as a fund with a check size that is relatively small compared to some of the larger VC players out there, how can we bring value to, you know, startups that we join the cap table at? And if we have those relationships formed in insurance already, like Claudio touched on, both on the academic side and on the professional side where we're working with carriers, brokers, so on, I think that's really important for a value add to startups that we invest in. And I think that's why it's really important to have, you know, a focused InsurTech team.
Yeah, and that's a great segue to kind of the next question as to why did you guys choose InsurTech? Why did it appeal to you? What was kind of the value add that you think you could bring to this industry and the startups that you guys are looking at?
Happy to go first. You know, I've always been interested in, you know, tech and tech services. And when I applied to Hillside, obviously, Claudia mentioned the three verticals are sustainability, ed tech, InsurTech. And InsurTech stood out. Like I mentioned earlier, one of my parents works in InsurTech, so I have a little bit of a background there in terms of just understanding the basics of, you know, what the industry is. And, you know, being able to leverage that personal network and, you know, see if I can, you know, potentially produce some opportunities for the fund. And yeah, I think it was super interesting. You know, I had no particular interest into it coming in, so I took it up as a challenge, and you know, it's gone pretty well. Met some great people, formed great relationships as you do in insurance, and you know, hopefully, you know, continue the good work going forward.
Yeah, my connection is a lot less personal and interesting. When we were so last semester was my first semester on Hillside, and when Greg, our faculty advisor, was asking us what vertical we wanted to be in, I really had no preference. I just kind of wanted more of a challenge. I knew edtech and sustainability companies might be a little easier to understand right off the rip. You know, edtech, we're like the customers for those companies, so it's kind of easy to understand what they do. Sustainability are pretty common issues, but insurtech's kind of like a little bit of a gray area, just looking at it from a student's perspective. So I kind of wanted to get into it and learn a lot more about the industry and actually have to reach out and connect with experts in order to learn more about the space. So I basically took it up as a challenge, and it's been a great experience so far. I love learning more about the InsurTech space.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys kind of explaining why you chose InsurTech, kind of the motivations behind it, and kind of brief information about what InsurTech was and kind of what made you guys interested in VC. I think now would be a great time to kind of pivot into the actual InsurTech landscape and talk about what it's looking like currently, what do you guys think in the future, and things like that. So kind of kicking it off, can you just walk us in the audience through the current InsurTech landscape?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting landscape right now. Particularly, obviously, you know, like I mentioned earlier, insurance companies in the past have not been up to standard with technology and integration, mostly because they haven't had the need to be. You know, when you have so many customers and you have a market locked down, why innovate? Why spend that money? In more recent years, you've seen sort of pushback from services industries, you've seen pushback from consumer end, and, you know, particularly recovering through the pandemic and now coming into a market now essentially where, you know, insurance is so central to everything that a consumer buys and sells, that there's so many different types of insurance even that we've looked at just on companies. We've looked at property and casualty, life and health, automotive. You know, we're actually looking at something in estate planning right now. We've looked at something that is R&W, so mergers and acquisitions insurance. And the opportunities are sort of endless because, you know, you have this same sales cycle, but how do you innovate with it, right? You have AI and, you know, you're trying to make the end experience of the consumer a lot better. And I think there's endless opportunities, and that's, I think, where we've gotten lucky, where, you know, we've not just sourced a lot of opportunities for the fund, but also learned a lot ourselves and, you know, passed it on to sort of new analysts and so on.
Yeah, and I think Adita mentioned it earlier. What did your dad say? It's a dinosaur industry.
Yeah, dinosaur, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of the companies that we're looking at, and like basically a solution that we see pop up a lot, is that they're trying to automate a lot of these relatively slow processes. They'll take some processes that take months and break it down to a matter of minutes or days. So those are companies that we're pretty excited about. And we're just looking for new InsurTech startups that are trying to automate, I guess, what you would call dinosaur processes.
Yeah, and that's actually really cool that you mentioned that. Just kind of curiosity-wise, what's kind of the coolest startup you guys have met throughout your time working at Hillside that you've heard of, that you've seen, that you kind of gotten involved with, want to get involved with, things like that?
Sure, I can go first. So there's two that have really stood out to me. And I'm not supposed, I don't know if you're supposed to take names, but I'll do it anyway. But if I get in trouble, we'll find out. But there's two. So one of them was White Swan, which neither of these we ended up closing on. But conceptually, I think those two stood out. So White Swan basically eliminates the nonsense life insurance agent that tries to sell you a policy. It's just focused on sale, right? It enables you, the consumer, to basically look through an endless array of policies and, you know, takes all of your information and recommends whatever the best is for you. sort of eliminating that middleman, lowering costs, and making the process really transparent, which I think is really cool for the consumer and, you know, so on. And then the other one, which I thought was really interesting, was Monarch, which we recently looked at, which is basically if you're an employer trying to buy bulk policies for your employees, you know, currently the way you would do it is you contact a broker and you'd have pages and pages of Excel sheets and you try to sell policy that way. With Monarch, you know, they reduced that time span from what it was 90 to 100 days to it was 8 days, I think.
It was a week, and then they're looking to get it down to, I think it was 8 minutes.
Eight minutes. That's wishful thinking. I don't know if that'll actually happen, but I think, you know, it's a very interesting concept. And, you know, the whole point for us has been, you know, you have these insurance agents, brokers, you know, that are taking so long, they're taking so much time, money, operational. How do you eliminate that and make the user experience better? And that's what I think everything is about. And then Claudio, you want to?
Yeah, I mean, I was also involved with those two deals. We met those companies actually at a conference in New York. And then another company that we met at that same conference was a health insurance company. And this was actually kind of interesting because, you know, as college students, we use the site Rate My Professor a lot in order to choose our classes. And the founder of this company sort of posed his company very similar to that, where it's basically a platform where consumers can essentially rate their doctors, and it can help health insurers underwrite premiums for them or underwrite insurance for their customers. And it was just kind of interesting because a lot of times when we talk to these insurtech companies, we can't understand what the hell they're talking about.
And that happens a lot, I got to say.
Yeah, especially being students, we're not too well-versed in the insurance space. But when he posed it to us that way, it was like a lot easier to understand. It was actually a really interesting concept. We ended up not going through with it, but that was a pretty interesting company that I thought we were able to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of really cool, like a Rate My Doctor sort of platform. So yeah. Very innovative stuff. But kind of with that and kind of considering, hey, you guys have only been here for 2 semesters, same as me. What are kind of like the things that you've been looking up, looking into for these insurtech startups, kind of the most important aspects of what you've seen as are successful in the space and kind of things like that?
I think there's a bunch of different aspects, but I think it just comes down to a couple of things. One, what is the problem that they're solving, right? Because that's just not just an insurtech specific thing or any VC specific thing. What is the problem that you're solving? Because insurance is, there's so many markets, there's big markets, there's niche markets. And then what is the problem that you're solving that makes the life easy for the end consumer? Because, you know, you could throw a million AI and automation tools and machine learning and all of this out there, but if it's not servicing a market that's big enough, then it's not really worth our time because, you know, at the end of the day, we're trying to facilitate, you know, potential exit or, you know, a return for us going forward. And we want to be involved with something that can, you know, impact a big market and something that really, really, you know, hits a pinpoint in the industry. And that's why sort of the companies we talked about earlier were really interesting for those reasons. And I think, you know, I'll let Claudio add a little bit onto this, but, you know, they also have to, we also really care about, you know, founders and, you know, where, what their background is, because insurance is one of those spaces where you can't do much unless you have solid, longstanding relationships. And unless you can elaborate on those relationships and leverage them, there's not much to go around, right?
Yeah, definitely. And kind of what Aditya said, especially since we have a tough time sort of understanding what a lot of these companies are actually doing and the problems that they're solving, we like to, especially in like the first one or two meetings that we have with the founders, we like to clearly identify the problem that they're addressing, making sure that it's actually a serious problem in the insurance space, and then clearly identifying how their product or their platform is helping that problem. So a lot of times we have to hop on calls with experts in order to get clarification on this, but especially when we go to our investment board that we meet with every 2 weeks, we like to be able to clearly lay out the problem for them and clearly show them how this company is optimizing that. Like the company you mentioned earlier, Monarch, like that's a pretty good example because they took a process that previously was minimum 90 to 120 days and showed how they could bring it down to a week. And it was a clear example of automation. So that's something we look for in a lot of these companies.
Also, yeah, if I can add on to that, I think, you know, we think about things from an operator investor perspective. It's also important to think about it from a consumer perspective, right? Because if you're the consumer, you don't know what the heck, you know, your insurance policy is. You have no insurance background, right? Is the product easy enough for you to understand and engage with? if at least for D2C products, right, which is a lot of what we've looked at, for you to engage with as opposed to sitting down with an agent. Because the reason there hasn't been much innovation in insurance is because people have always said there's nothing that beats sitting down in your living room with an agent and talking about what your policy is. And how can a tech solution beat that? And, you know, that's the challenge. And not everyone's been able to do that successfully, but there's been some that have really, you know, knocked it out of the park.
But kind of with that, and through your experience, obviously we are students at the end of the day. We're not experts, but kind of through your experience looking at these startups, talking with founders, going to conferences throughout InsurTech and things of that nature, what are you seeing as kind of the biggest problems in this space and yeah, just like interesting things in that regard?
I think, you know, there's a lot of problems, but if I was to say sum it up in one word, it's inefficiency. You know, it's these processes take months, they take days. A lot of money is involved, a lot of manpower is involved, right? How do you simplify it? How do you not waste resource? I think that's really what the crux of the issue is, because, you know, there's a lot of great insurance companies, you know, massive Fortune 500 players that are now investing heavily in acquiring small insurtechs for that exact reason, because how do you integrate this into, you know, their consumer base of, you know, millions of customers around the country? And we've looked at opportunities in the U.S. and internationally. We don't really do any international investments, but, you know, I think it's a problem globally. We actually spoke to, I was on a call with someone in, you know, Lagos, Nigeria the other day. One of our analysts was on a call with someone in Osaka in Japan the other day. So I think the problem is there, but it's the same everywhere. There's no nationality, there's no, you know, creed, none of that. I think it's more, how do you take an industry which has been around for hundreds of years, the so-called dinosaur industry, and then fix it up and innovate?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely identifying inefficiencies in the insurance space. And then also in insurance, there's such a large accumulation of data that that a lot of times is untapped. And so we look at some companies, we looked at some early last semester that come in and are able to like use this data, you know, bring in data scientists and are able to like create products or create a platform in order to optimize this data and like find some pretty innovative solutions in that space.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys answering those questions. It definitely helps clear up some of the concerns and questions that people might have about the insurance industry, and you guys definitely did a great job explaining that. Kind of wrapping things up with a couple last questions here is kind of, what have you guys gotten out of Hillside Ventures? How has it impacted you as students, as student venture capitalists? Your experience in college, and really anything you can expand upon there.
I'd say it got us some pretty good internships.
Yeah, I'm employed, so that's a big one.
Yeah, Hillside Ventures definitely been, I'd say it's been the most valuable part of my college experience so far. As I said, joined this beginning of last semester, and like right off the rip, we were doing things more out in the real world, like outside the classroom, where we're meeting with founders of these companies, meeting with our investment board, getting some really good advice and getting some really good experience, you know, presenting to people who are leaders in the industry that are on our investment board. They're all UConn alums. It's like a really good experience. And I was able to parlay this experience into actually an investment banking position for this upcoming summer, which was especially hard to get coming out of UConn. But in my interviews, I think I did 8 interviews with the company I'm going to be interning at. And especially in the last 5 of them, I talked about Hillside Ventures in every single one of them, and they absolutely love to hear about it because it's such a great experience, especially at our age. I'm 20, Aditya's like 12, and
yeah,
and just getting this kind of experience at such a young age is very valuable, and I'm pretty sure that resonates in a lot of areas of finance.
Yeah, Claudio finally got done with his speech, so I'll go. But yeah, I think I definitely echo a lot of what he says. I think it's one of the most valuable experiences you can get in college. You know, like I joked about, you know, I'm employed, but, you know, that's really true. I mean, you know, some of the connections we've got through our investors and other people that we work with, you know, I was able to leverage it into a private equity position right now and hopefully leverage it into other positions going forward. But, you know, forget the employment prospect side of it. You just learn so much talking to these companies and, you know, making yourself more apt technically and just learning how to communicate. I think that's an invaluable skill because, you know, irrespective of whatever you do, if you can bring something from point A to point B and understand all the steps involved. And I think that's what the core of VC is, and I think that's super important.
And also one of my favorite parts about Hillside so far has been the fact that we've been getting out in the real world, you know, networking, going to conferences. Back in November, Aditya and I and another analyst on our in our vertical, we went to New York City for the day. And it was such a great experience. We had, I think it was 30 startup companies pitched to us. We talked with a bunch of other people in VC, all those companies.
Claudia just needs an excuse to go to New York City, but
I love it. Yeah, and just going to events like that is awesome. And people love hearing about our experience as students. And so, like, Aditya, you can back me up on this. So many people that are like, you know, towards the end of their career, they were like, you know what, I wish I had that kind of experience when I was young. So I just love hearing about that.
I think that's one of our biggest pitches when we talk to founders, because, you know, 25,000 on check size isn't worth, you know, isn't a night and day amount for any company. But, you know, we sort of get the violins out and start singing the song of, oh my God, we're students, let us get in on your cap table. But it works, right? We joke about this, but it works. And that's what's been so fantastic for us. And I think, yeah, I can see myself, I'm sure Claudia will add on to this, but I can see myself staying in it till the end of senior year too, yeah.
Oh, 100%, yeah. And then, like I said, so we went to that conference in New York City last year. We have another conference coming up in Hartford, Connecticut. It's going to be pretty big, and we're looking at Mr. MC for the event right here, possibly. And then I think we're also going to Vegas next September for the InsurTech conference out there, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the biggest things of insurance is maintaining those relationships. Unless you travel and really, like, network with that demographic of the industry, you are not going to be able to get that quality of deal flow. And I think, yeah, it's super important, you know, Claudia just needs an excuse to get a free vacation on the fund's payroll. But,
oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no one's complaining about that.
Yeah, and I definitely think it's great. We have some exceptional talent. Aditya, being 12 years old, already getting a private equity internship, I think is very cool. Yeah. With that, can you just kind of give the audience some tips on how to be successful in the InsurTech space, whether it be through the different conference experience that you guys have already mentioned, different newsletters, any books, talking to different venture capitalists, or even thought leaders in the space?
I think, you know, when you're thinking about learning new things in insurance, and I've learned this because, you know, Claudio and I and the rest of our team, we've all had to do it ourselves last 8 months or so, is there's nothing that beats learning about insurance and talking to people who are in it, because there's a lot of newsletter and a lot of press out there, but, you know, one-on-one experience is unmatched in this business, because every insurer, every broker, every agency, every carrier works independently and autonomously, and everyone has their own working methods. And I think that's super important. And, you know, I think it's glad that we're doing, you know, this podcast and things like this for outreach, so that other, you know, our peers at UConn, hopefully, if they have any, you know, questions or whatever, that we're always at this side of the net to be able to, you know, be that point of contact and establish some of those relationships. So I think you guys are doing a solid job with this podcast, both you and Joe. Like I said, I'd never in a million years I thought I'd be talking about insurance for 30 minutes, but new low achieved, but I'll pass it on to Claudio.
Yeah, Shivam, definitely props to you and Joe for setting this up, but also kind of what...
Shout out, Joe.
Oh, but, yeah. Kind of piggybacking off of what Aditya was saying, like, especially with, like, books or newsletters, frankly, sometimes it gets a little boring reading about insurance or InsurTech, but when you go to certain conferences or you network with people that are in the space, it's so much more enjoyable hearing the founders' individual experiences, talking about how they had a real serious problem at their job before or their previous company, and now they're really passionate about solving it. So we really like seeing the passion in the founders, and that's how you can kind of get more involved with these companies. And I found that to be more exciting than just, I guess, reading about it previously. But then I guess I'll address this to the UConn students that might be listening to this podcast. If you want to get involved with Hillside Ventures directly, and definitely be very valuable to talk to some of us or anyone else on the fund. We're all pretty knowledgeable about this space, you know, a whole like 5 months of experience. So we can definitely answer a lot of your questions. And I believe applications for fall 2023 are actually open right now. So feel free to apply.
Yeah. If you have questions, call Claudio on 860-306.
Whoa.
Yeah, they only need 4 more digits, so they'll figure it out soon. But, yeah, that kind of wraps things up. Definitely appreciate both of you hopping on the podcast. Appreciate the shout-out. Unfortunately, Joe cannot make it for the episode today. This is just kind of an interview sort of thing, kind of chatting with Aditya and Claudio here. but he'll be on the next one kind of talking about sustainability, climate tech, and we're having another guest on. Don't want to spoil the surprise here. But that kind of wraps things up. If you guys have any questions or ideas about the podcast, please feel free to reach out to me or Joe or really anyone, Claudio, Aditya. I'm sure they'll be more than happy to answer you guys' questions, especially about Hillside Ventures in the insurance space. They love talking about it, as you can see that we've been talking about it for quite a while
now. I love talking about it. You run a podcast talking about it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and yeah, just kind of staying updated with us. This podcast is a great resource, our Substack newsletter, which we'll be kind of kicking things off with pretty quickly. And then again, our social media, our Twitter, at Hillside Ventures, as well as we'll link all three of our Twitters in the description, the show notes. And make sure you follow us there. Again, look at Joe's following. He's following some amazing people. That's his secret sauce right there. He's going to hate me saying this, but yeah, just follow who he follows. But with that, we appreciate your time and listening to the Hillside Ventures podcast. This is Shiva Patel here with Aditya and Claudio, and we hope you have a great rest of your day.